Because so your theory is they value the Jordans, so if they had to pay for the education, they would value it more.
Absolutely.
Okay, keep going. What else? What would you change the Constitution?
I would have to vote. I mean, you don't just sit on the franchise to vote. You know the countless people that lost their lives, that lost their families, fighting for the right to just vote, fighting for the right to sit in the classroom with a white kid, fighting for the right to get a bus ride to a school, and these kids going to school today, tearing it down.
You would make, in the Constitution, vote mandatory for any federal benefits. Is that fair to say?
Vote mandatory. If you get food stamps, you better have voting in the election.
You know, that's an interesting policy.
Hey, man, that's why if I was president, none of this stuff would be going on.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for staying on topic. That is why I like this show. That man had some really, really concrete ideas. Very interesting there. I tell you what, I want to talk a little bit more about the issue that I brought earlier, and that is Alexandria and Central Louisiana, and actually it's a local beef and a national beef. We have spent $93 million on immorality this past weekend. That is why I'm doing a show next week on the birds and the bees. Parents, we're going to talk about sex, like Salt and Pepper says, but we're going to talk about it respectfully. Have you had that conversation with your daughters? It's the summer. We need to go into that before they go back to school. That beautiful little girl that you were raising, y'all better be awake. Because let me tell you, that stuff is happening sooner. And we're going to talk about it. Why? Because one of the things that I do very well here with our program is I look at things and I make connections. My background has helped me do that. My background, work in the legal field and in business, I make connections, okay? And I share information. I try to get information back from you. One of the connections I made is this 93 million figure. You're not going to hear that anywhere else in any media. You're going to hear it right here on TalkCom because we're doing our job of bringing you original information. 93 million comes from 54 million in ticket sales for Ted. Ted, the raunchy comedy from the creator Family Guy. 54 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. And the other movie, 39 million, take a guess. Magic Mike. Ladies, gotcha. Husbands, did your wife go see Magic Mike? Did your girlfriend go see Magic Mike? Come on now. Come on now. Hey, old school. Come on now. You don't know what Magic Mike is? You better learn what Magic Mike is. That's the new modern Jody. That's Jody knocking in your door. They went to see that. They were clicking up two and three women tight. Oh, we're going to go see Magic Mike. They all went to see Magic Mike. $39 million worth of estimated ticket sales. Magic Mike is like some Chippendale stuff. Them dudes got their shirts on dancing around and, yeah, that's what they're going to see. Magic Mike, $54 million for Ted, raunchy comedy. So a male stripper movie, second in the box office this past weekend, and it was a talking teddy bear. $93 million on immorality. Our kids... let me connect this. Here's another one of my interesting, exclusive Peterman connection. I'm Peterman, your host. You got to get familiar with me. We got to get familiar with each other. Yes, I do have a Caribbean accent slightly, but I've been here in the States an awful long time, and America is my home. I love America, and I love to be known as an American. I'm a red-blooded American. I love this country. I'm not going to hate on it because it's presented a lot of opportunities for me and my family. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Our kids are like the Air France flight. Last week, the report came out about the Air France that was coming from Brazil, I believe, and it crashed, and all 200 and something people on board died in Air France. Yeah, that's last week, like middle of the week that came out. You should have known about that, okay? And if you don't worry about it. That's what we're here for. You can come to me, you can come to us, you can come to KAYT. When something happens nationally and you're not sure how to wrap your heads around it, wrap your mind around it, come here. Weekends, Saturday, in the afternoon, we're going to talk calm about it. Tony, he's going to talk calm about things. He's going to talk about things, and he's going to get your eyes wide open to a perspective that's going to help you. That's what we do here. That's what public radio is about. That's what our broadcasting is about. It's about the family. Now, remember, if you want to leave your beef, got beef? Come on now, www.talkcom.com, or you can call us at 225-366-TALK, 225-366-TALK, that's 225-366-8255. File your beef report. Click the beef button. File your beef report. Peter Munn, I'm so tired of these police riding by my house doing this, that, the other. I'm so sick of that school lunch just being white bread every day. They know that's that bad for the kids. That, whatever your beef report is, I want to hear about it. That chemical plant always smells bad. This, that, whatever. I want to hear about it. That's how we stay together as a community. We need to share our beef. We need to have a place, a forum where we can share it. KYT is that station. Now, our kids are like the Air France flight. There's a thing on an airplane called a pitot tube. It's a little probe that sticks out, usually from under the wings. That probe takes in ram air, air that just comes in. It's like opening your window in your car, sticking your hand out, and you can feel how fast you're going. That's what a pitot tube does. And it reads on the gauges in the airplane. All airplanes have it, by and large. It's a backup system to all of the automated systems, particularly the gyroscopic and other systems. We're not going to get too deep in that. That's one of the areas that I love. It's my thing. But an inexperienced pilot, there's a cabin of pilots in this Air France flight. This is a flight that's going across the waters, serious flight. And there's an inexperienced pilot in the cabin, the youngest pilot, and the pitot tube started getting ice on it. As the ice started to form, it started giving bad readings on the gauge, and the pilot started putting the nose of the airplane up higher and higher and higher and higher. The higher you put an airplane nose up, that airplane is eventually going to stall and fall out of the sky catastrophically. And it can go into a dead man's spiral where it's spiraling down. You've seen that in the war movies, like our Red Tails. Make sure you go see Red Tails about the black pilots in the war over in Steven Spielberg, the one who did Star Wars, did it. Great movie, Red Tails, the Negro Airmen. They were very, very instrumental during the war. So that's just an aside. Go check that out. We need positive things in our kids' mind. Not this $93 million on immorality that was done this past weekend. Air France crash was decided that it was a comedy of errors based on complacency. The older pilot saying, yeah, let him figure it out. He's going to figure it out. Because he's reading the gauges. The airspeed indicator is not correct, or the attitude indicator is not correct, or the horizontal, the HSI is not correct. And the guy's trying to correct it. He's pulling his nose up. He's pulling the nose up. Yet the pitot tube has ice on it. And for some reason, they're not realizing that you better look at the redundancy. You better look at other information, other input, and balance out that and make some comparative analysis. That's teenagers. That's kids. That's what we're feeding them. We're feeding them information. We're feeding them Ted and Magic Mike and Nintendo. Every time I go on my iPad, I see some games that says form your own city, kill people, earn money, commit crimes, all kinds of stuff. The bandwidth of trash that's going into our kids' brain is so wide, so fast, so digital. One weekday or 2 weekdays going to church is not enough to balance them out. Our kids are flying like that young pilot in that Air France and taking them and a lot of our society to our doom. That's why 70% of our jails is filled with minorities, Mexicans and blacks. We can't let the kids consume so much immorality and expect them to make good decisions. The negative bandwidth is bigger, faster, and it's like a plane being flown with bad information coming in by an experienced pilot. But we're going to do something about that. We're going to do something about that next week when we talk about the birds and the bees as a community. You're going to be shocked at how many parents don't have the conversation. You can't let just the pastor do it. The pastor's expecting you to follow up on the lessons that's being taught in Sunday schools and Sabbath schools and whatever you are. People, I don't care if you're Buddhist, Muslim, Jew, Christian, Catholics, whatever. As long as you've got something that glues us all together, because that's really what religion and spirituality does. It gives us a construct to live our lives for our better selves. Faith. But we got to do something. $93 million on immorality last weekend. I got beef with that. Let's move on, because you know I can just go on and on and on about the things that I see that I think are little things that we need to change that can make a big difference in a young person's mind. We're going to do more about that next week. Here's a positive note. I don't have beef with Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson has formed a new cable network called Aspire. Yes, Aspire. He's already a successful businessman. You already know that. He owns a lot of things. Now he's adding media. He launched a new basic cable network today called, this was last week he did that, called the Aspire Network. And it's going to focus on the positive achievements in the Afro-American community. So instead of Magic Mike-ing it out there, let's contact our local cable provider and try to support Magic Johnson and the OWN Network by Oprah Winfrey. Let's get some wholesome stuff. That's the bandwidth I'm talking about, parents. Come on, let's get up to speed. Let's find out what apps are going into positive messages and things like that. Keep them listening to KAYT here. Let them listen to Tony Brown. Let them listen to some of the programs on this station that's designed to wake up their awareness. You don't have to agree with all of our views, but the fact is we spend our time researching, analyzing, looking for a way to make a better community, a better society. TalkCom focuses on peace, power, and prosperity. That can be yours through personal responsibility. That is my core message, period. I know what my core message is. I know what my mission here is. That is what we're here for. That's why we're talking CALM. CALM is communication and learning through mediation. C-A-L-M. Talk CALM. Communication and learning through mediation. I want to hear what your side is. You hear what my side is. We hear what the other side is. And then we try to get into the middle to where we protect our children, our society, and our prosperity. That's all this program is about. It's about our better selves and achieving that as a community. The Aspire Network, instead of just bringing you the negative, let's check out Magic Johnson and his launch of his new basic cable network. Very family friendly, and you know, it's better than going to see Magic Mike. You know, I don't believe in censorship in media. You know, I've done quite a bit in media myself. I've write and do poetry and other things. I've got wonderful hobbies that I enjoy. My son plays classic music. Two of my boys play. One of them won the Alcorn State Piano Competition, second place, and the Southern University DeBow Competition. My son won third place. He's 11 years old. He's amazing. He plays classic. He plays romantic. He plays contemporary songs, and it's a gift. Love music. Don't believe in censorship. But let me tell you, folks, when that many tickets are sold to go see something that has nothing but, and then the other movie, the one with Tom Cruise, that one is all about, oh my goodness. Look, folks, we got to balance this out. I got beef with that. National beef, 3 pounds of beef, local beef, national beef, and international beef. Remember, our topic, our issue, in addition to beef, it's always beef, always beef. You got beef? Let's talk. You can call me up right now. Right now, 225-366-TALK8, that is 8255, and leave your beef there. If you got beef, Peterman, I know you're talking about this, that, and the other, but I got beef with this. This has been happening right down here, and I want to talk about it. That's the panic button. You push that button, you call KAYT, you call us, and we're going to talk about your beef. We're going to try to get to it in this show, but if we can't get to it in this show, we'll get to it in another show. We'll record it. We'll discuss it. Promise you that your issue is going to get heard. So that's what we're doing. Let me take another call. What kind of president do you want? You got beef with Mitt Romney. You got beef with Obama. What kind of president do you want? What kind of constitution would you make if you could rewrite the constitution? Or call me and tell me how you feel about Obamacare. It's a tax. It's a tax. They're attacking Obama. But the Supreme Court justice, I know what Roberts was doing. He tried to create an issue for Mitt Romney so that it can be branded as a tax, but it backfired. Why? Because pre-existing conditions are now going to be covered, as well as kids staying on their parents' insurance after 26. Folks, that's good for us, average, everyday, regular people. The problem with that is the Mitt Romney surrogate has not been able to capture the issue because you have already started to experience the benefits. Let's take a call on that. Squawk to me, what kind of president do you want, and what do you think about these issues we're talking about? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a big issue with the propaganda being towards the Obamacare. They make a big deal about the mandate that's in, that seems to be the rant. Oh, it's a mandate, it's mandatory about, you know, Obamacare and all that. But if they really have Romney in office right now, guess what? He has a mandate in his health care reform, too. So, I mean, how would, like, it's not any different.
Absolutely. Romney is trapped between a rock and the American public. Because in his own legislation, Iraq in a hard place. Because if he challenges the main provisions in Obamacare, which is the mandate, when you look at his plan, it has the same, they're almost identical. You can put them one over each other and you'll see similar provisions. So you can't run out and say, you know, we're not going to provide care for
that's what they're doing.
I understand.
I don't understand it. It makes me so angry. And they say it's about the middle class. Well, I mean, it's going to tax the middle class. Well, if you read the doctrine, it says it's going to tax a 3.8% tax onto the annuities of the top 10%, which is pretty much people making over $250,000, and some type of other 9% that's directed to them, 0.9%. So the middle class really isn't getting harmed. They really aren't being affected.
The fact is, the savings are going to outweigh the cost 10 years out. Just 10 years out of this thing, the savings are going to outweigh the cost. It is common sense that if more people are going for checkups, more people are going to the doctor when they're ill, more people are taking time off from work and getting treated, you get to catch cancers, you get to catch polyps, you get to catch all kinds of illnesses early, you get to screen them early and treat them at a lower cost. And when we manage the overall cost, it will be better having the public, having the government in the market. The government is in the market for flood insurance, period.
I'm glad you're tackling this issue, by the way. I mean, this needs to be heard.
It's important. Let me tell you something, just to continue with that. The Republican Party is confused. They got shook. Yes. They got that jump shot, boom, right in the middle. Spike. But the Obama administration is really not spiking the ball. I'm not saying that. But I'm going to tell you this. They're confused. They're very confused because they're in an identity crisis. Mitt, on one hand, does not want to discuss his beliefs, yet he supports imposing them on women through abortion, his abortion position. He takes and he takes on the conservative Republican agenda that he's tied himself to. But Mitt is not a conservative Republican. He's a very liberal Republican. He's a Republican in name only. I got beef with that. Mitt can't show his true colors. He wants to win by not making a mistake. You can't win by not making a mistake when you're going against the best. You're going against the best president, a person that really cares about people and family, a family man that supports his wife and his daughters, who means a lot for the morality and the moral fiber of America. Are you kidding me? You can't do that. That's like trying to beat Tiger Woods in golf. That's something you're not going to hear about. Let's go to that real quick. Tiger Woods, how many of you heard that he's back on top? How many of you heard that he's won 3 national titles this year? How many of you heard that he's back on top of the money list, that he's beaten Jack Nicklaus' records? You're not going to hear that because it is positive. And we like to focus on the negative, especially when the color of the negative is a little brown. Yes. So keep your eyes wide open, just like my man says. People, our kids are being fed a diet of misinformation. The Republican Party is shook. We've got to fight for the moral fiber of America. That's my party, the Republican Party. But I'm telling you, we shook. We're a little confused. We don't know what to do with Brother Barack right now. Okay? Now, this past Thursday, the Far Off the News Network, Far Off the News Network, that's Fox, F-O-X, Far Off the Mark, F-Far-Off-O-X, Far Off the Mark. It's like a comedy channel for me now. That's like the comedy network. I was monitoring the Great American Panel. Jack Abramoff was on the panel. I monitor all news, everything, even original sources, C-SPAN, this, that. I read a ton of journals. I subscribe to them. I'm at C-SPAN. I'm at the legislature, all that. I consume a lot of information to prepare for this show weekly. Now, here is what we have. On the Far Off the News Network, Fox, they were talking about, it's a Great American Panel, they call it. You know they were actually debating why religion has no place in schools? Yes. No place in school. This was hosted by Monica Crowley. She's got some new book out and whatever. And she's like, no. And the other lady that was on the show, religion has no place in school at all. No place. It shouldn't even be there. That's what went wrong with America. This country was founded on religious values. And we've taken religion to mean everything other than the fact that it's supposed to connect us all in a spirit of love, unity, cooperation, brotherly love. On balance, Abramoff says that that we are a Judeo, we're founded on Judeo-Christian values, and they should be in school, and it should be a place for that has religion. But the lady, the host, Monica, and the other lady, they basically were saying that it should not be a place for religious indoctrination. Wow, wow, that's what's wrong. I got beef with that. Yes, the spirituality and religion needs to be a part of our education. It needs to be a part of our foundation. I'm so glad that we have all of these choice-based schools. But you know what? We got to see what's going on as it relates to how those schools are going to be just focused on science and math and learning how to add, subtract, and whatever. And we're forgetting that our kids also need morality and spirituality. People, pay close attention to this K-12 thing that's going on here with Bobby Jindal in a way that's funded. That's a major political move. A lot of lobbyists has pushed that through on our local teachers. And we got to think about the agenda that is being forwarded here. Speaking of confusion, Rupert Murdoch is all over Brother Mitt. Mitt Romney, national beef. He's out there kayaking in Lake Winnisashi while the Supreme Court is coming back and just destroying his momentum. So you talk about confused. Rupert Murdoch, the owner, he started News Corp. He's like, you know what? I'm not sure if Mitt's going to make it because he has his friends running his campaign. Now, what kind of president has his friends running his campaign? Only his friends. And you know what? He followed this past week. He followed Rupert Murdoch's advice and decided to hire some professionals. So there's a shakeup. The stock market, the truth is, people, the stock market is up over 8%, like 8.3% year to date, first 6 months of the year. We're on our way to a stock market that shows a rather good pace for these past 12 months. The wealthy people are cashing in on the recovery. That's why you're hearing the stock market's up, the stock market's down. When it's down, they're taking profits. When it's up, they're hedging their bets. They're cashing in on the recovery. And then their buddies in Congress are slowing down the benefits for the little guys like you and me so Romney can run on economic stagnation. But we know better. War drains our economy. Healthcare bankrupts regular guys like me and you. And Mexicans are cheap labor for us, Latin people who are willing to bust their butts in the sun and do jobs that no one else would do. We need to stop sending those jobs to India. And finally, Romney, he passed a mandated healthcare plan in Massachusetts. He can't argue against Barack Obama. He passed a healthcare plan that is a tax. I don't care what they call it. They can call it tax or racks on racks on racks or whatever. It's good for me and you. We are confused in the Republican camp. And let me tell you, people, keep your eyes wide open. Keep it locked here. You really need to listen to the agendas that's being forwarded on me and you because we got to do better. And we got to do better for our families. But we're going to go to break, and I'm going to take a call on that. Obamacare, Obamacare, your mama's going to get care, Obamacare. Let's take a call on Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, right after this break. We're talking calm, y'all. Stay tuned.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls?
Got beef? Let's talk. On KAYT, Saturdays, 5 to 6 p.m., it's Real Talk with Pizza Man about your beef. Work beef, school beef, don't squawk about it. Let's just talk about it. Talk calm. Somebody parked in your spot, a loudmouth got you hot. Think of KAYT as the people's court without jail or bail. Let's talk calm with Peterman, Saturdays, 5 to 6 p.m., right here on KAYT. Talk calm. It's your best voice.
Talk Calm Radio, coming soon to KAYT, July 28th, 2012.
All right, go ahead. We're going to take a call. My engineer and my assistant is telling me that we've got someone on the line that has an opinion on the Obamacare. And I want to hear you. You remember, I'm just a substitute. I'm just sitting in. You are the real teacher, and I want to hear from you. Squawk to me, caller. When I say squawk to me, squawk means to protest or to protest loudly and peevishly, to complain. Squawk to me. Let me know what's on your mind about anything I've said. We're talking about how you can make a better president or Obamacare. We got beef. You got beef. Let's talk about your beef. Squawk to me. Go ahead, caller.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I just want to say two things. Like, it really boils my blood to know that we call this Obamacare. It's not Obamacare, even though it's his proposal. It's not Obamacare. You know what I'm saying? And the second thing is, It's like I was listening to a talk show, you know, a couple of nights ago. A few Republicans were talking, and the guy didn't make any valid points. He was just basically saying he was against the health care proposal because the people he voted in office were against it also. He didn't know anything about it. So, I mean, I think it's just a way to keep a lot of minorities down, you know, keeping us paying, you know, through the roof hospital bills and all that type of stuff, not being able to have insurance and all. No, I just think it's about the rich staying rich and the poor being poor.
You know, I have no problem with government-mandated flood insurance. You got to get it. I have no problem with many.
I don't have a problem with it either.
I have no problem with many of the things. Many of the things that's out there. You know, and it would have hurt more if it was something that was voted down by the Supreme Court. What I find interesting about the Affordable Care Act is that Justice Roberts, the lead justice, Republican, appointed by a Republican president, voted for it, but only as a tax, not under the Interstate Commerce Clause. Why do you think they that Justice Roberts decided to support it and push it over when this is something that clearly that the Republicans didn't want to pass?
Maybe he's doing the right thing. I don't know.
I think so. I think that may be it. But I really think the whole purpose was he really calculated that over time that the Republicans can change the conversation to be negative. Call it Obamacare. Call it a tax on the middle class. Call it another burdening of the federal deficit, increasing the deficit. I think Roberts is calculating the negativity that can be gained from this and from labeling it and hanging around the president's neck. That is why I think he's done that. And also, because states don't have to implement it, I think he's tried to gut it from the middle that way as well, because then you're going to have states saying, no, we are not going to follow this, like Florida and other states that's challenging it. But I think the people, like yourself, are going to speak out and going to insist our local senators, our representatives, our council people, councilmen, police jury members. These are people who are going to start looking and saying, listen, you know, we need to sponsor legislation and bring this fight to the governor's mansion, to our local legislators here, and say, we want the care that is provided in the Affordable Care Act. We don't want this state, and we need to start voting out people who are not going to support it and bring the legislation to our state. That's really what needs to happen next.
Right.
That's what we've got to keep our eyes on, because now we have pushed the fight to the states. So that's what Roberts has done. He's pushed it into the swing states. He's made it more of an issue for the swing states. That's the calculation from the Republican side. How can we make this into more of an issue and not make the fight with the court to say a Republican court stop the president's agenda? They wanted to sidestep it, but give enough ammunition to Romney. But you know what? People like you know better. You right. understand that this is helping the little man. It's helping the middle class.
It's the last thing I want to say. I mean, even though the so-called majority, like the leaders and the people with the so-called power, I feel like the people, the citizens, which we call the minority, I feel like we're the majority because we outnumber them, even though they have more power. So we just stick together and use the power and wisdom, knowledge that we have. And, you know, we can win at anything they try to, you know, conquer us with.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your knowledge. I can appreciate your position. Let me say that. It is a fact that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is good for our economy. And I'm going to break it down simple. When you're dealing with insurance, I have some experience in this. I possessed an insurance license to sell auto and health and life or something a while back. And I kind of like what I was doing, so I stuck to that. And I never really took advantage of it, but I did study it. And I'm going to tell you this. When you increase the risk pool, that's why so many life insurance companies send you all of this, join up for pennies, and you're like, why is it only $20 a month or $30 a month or $100,000 or $500,000 worth of life insurance? Because they know you ain't going to die tomorrow. They're going to check for that. And the more people that they get paying at $30, the more you increase the risk pool, the more that you can underwrite, the more risk you can take, the more you can finance that risk. Obamacare mandates more people be covered. The government is pushing it. That's fine. But don't be afraid of that. That's Social Security. That's FEMA. That's National Flood Insurance. We have National Flood Insurance. That's disaster relief. That's what Colorado is relying on. That comes from tax dollars. Yeah, for the fires there in Florida, for the recent tropical depression or hurricane that came through there. We have that. We're used to that. We're used to mandated things on a state level. Insurance. You've got to have insurance here in our state. We're used to that. So why are they trying to scare you about it? Because the more people that's covered by health insurance, the risk pool is diverse with more diverse people. Young people come in more. We increase the risk pool by having more young people covered instantly up until 26 on their parents' insurance. The young people are by and large healthy. By and large, okay? I'm gonna talk about the potato chips and the sodas and all that other stuff. That's another show, okay? Mayor Bloomberg up in New York, he wants to reduce the size of big drinks. He can't get those 32-ounce drinks up there if he has his